Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. Melody is president of Ariel Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and CBS.com every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning.
Crowdfunding. That's the new deal now. Crowdfunding.
Yes, this one's taken a while. It started with President Obama authorized something called the Jobs Act in 2012, and this was proposed back then, and it's just starting to happen.
So what do you mean crowdfunding? What is that?
So basically, you could think of it as allowing everyday people to be venture capitalists or invest in small businesses. So these new rules were rolled out by the Securities Exchange Commission. It allows everyone, not just wealthy people, to risk their own money by investing in small companies in exchange for the stake in the business or equity. So in the past, you had to have an annual income of at least $200,000 or net worth of at least $1 million to be permitted to take equity stakes in private companies.
Mm-hmm.
But now this is allowing the little guy, anyone in fact, to be able to take stakes in private companies.
And what about all the federal regulations?
Well, that's the thing. The rules have been changed. So where there were so many, you know, there were so many rules and regulations that would keep small companies from being able to raise money this way, they've now changed those rules. A lot of this is a function of what has gone on with social media. And as you know, many people have been using crowdfunding to raise money for charitable causes in the last few years in a major, major way. Think of that ice bucket challenge as an example,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it just became viral and moved around the world, in fact. Well, this is an example of where they're trying to allow social media to enable small businesses to have access to capital that heretofore maybe they didn't have access to.
All right, what about like when TLC raised like $500,000 for a new album and they never delivered the album?
Well,
is that crowdfunding?
That's crowdfunding, and that's the risk. Now, this is why I have to tell you, I have huge concerns here, huge. So on the one hand, the government is saying this gives access to capital to women and minorities that maybe heretofore haven't had that opportunity. It also gives ordinary people the opportunity to lose money due to fraud, misinformation, any kind of risky bet on an emerging company. The companies don't have to give you audited financials. They can give you unaudited financials, which is just another sign of something that could be fraudulent. If a company goes belly up, there's not much you can do. You've taken the risk.
But that's just like any investment before all of this took place.
Yes, except interestingly, many of the companies that will choose to go this crowdfunding route
mm-hmm.
will be those that wouldn't be up to the standards of professional investors or maybe have been passed over by professional investors. So that's something that also just gives me pause. I just will say this plain and simple. This would not be the way that I would invest.
Ever?
But no, it would not. Not personally.
And you hear about people who fund companies like, you know, Google or
that's what they're hoping, that you can, you know, strike gold with the next Google. But think about venture capitalists. Those are people who invest in small businesses that are fledgling, that are trying to go to scale professionally. When they do that, for every investment they make that works lots. Don't.
How many would you, just off the top of your head, for every one that works, out of how many that don't?
I'm going to guess, and this is truly a guess, probably in the neighborhood of 10, maybe 15.
So maybe 10% if you're lucky.
Right.
Because you always hear about somebody, I got this app, and if you invest in this app, man, it's going to go big.
Think of how many apps there are, millions now. I mean, millions.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How many of them get to the top of the list? And apps are expensive. But I have to just say on this one, buyer beware. You want to be very, very, very careful about what you're doing here. I would go the traditional route if I were trying to save or invest. Traditionally, I would look at mutual funds. I would look at things that I can be pretty comfortable about how the regulations, the regulatory environment keeps my money safe. In this situation, you know, someone may have a genius idea and be the next Google, or someone may be fraudulent using this as an opportunity to milk investors out of small amounts of money, which ultimately are meaningful to you as an individual. So be very, very careful.
All right. Money Mondays, Melody Hobson. More about crowdfunding on blackamericaweb.com.